The Sun. Should The Sun's website be blocked by this content filter?
Well, if you're talking about page three and topless ladies, then yes, maybe that should be blocked on a...
So
on
that was a maybe.
Well, I'm not talking about
filter,
things like page three
girls.
A filter
has to be an explicit yes or no. It can't be a maybe. The minute you try and get technology to do maybe, it doesn't work.
Well, to be honest, as a mother of two little girls, they've seen women without their tops on a few times. It's not so much that kind of thing that I'm objecting to. I'm not also objecting to things like, you know, some of the kind of Playboy or topless stuff. What I'm objecting to is kind of group sex, bestiality, really aggressive rape fantasy porn, which is available not even behind a paywall with a few clicks of a mouse. I don't think it's appropriate for small children to be able to see that stuff.
So
I also don't think it's appropriate for for teenage boys to be grazing on that as what they think sex
and
is.
James Blessing, if it can be done on a mobile phone, why can't it be done effectively on a home computer?
Well, first of all, a mobile phone isn't used in the same way a home computer is used.
What does that mean?
Most people don't sit there and do lots and lots of different things on their mobile phone. They tend to do one thing at a time. So the actual volume of traffic that has to be processed from an individual device is fairly low. So actually, it's actually relatively simple to do it. You can block on an individual computer. If you wanted to install the software on your computer at home, you can quite happily block that content from the people watching it.
Mm. But if you have 17 internet-enabled devices, which the parliamentary report shows that lots of families do, how do you go about... do you really think parents are going to set up 17 different sets of controls on the internet-enabled devices in their houses? And do they want to?
So why don't they actually implement it on their router device within their home?
And do you
can also provide that level of filtering.
I was going to say, James Blessing, just in conclusion to this, because we're running out of time, do you argue that at the moment, if people take the route that you have just alluded to, there are ways of successfully getting rid of this stuff and making sure that your children cannot see it?
It's what I've implemented at home for my two young children. So if I can do it, anyone else can do it. It might take a little bit of time and effort, which seems to be the problem. People are trying to push this problem to other people rather than addressing problems within their own homes.